I see more of a compatibility issue than anything.
I agree with the agricultural area. I mean, I know the statement about the time of year that you would shut it down. I'm from here. I know everybody around there hunts. It worries me putting a group of people in an area like this where obviously there's a lot of hunting in that area. It's not the fact that I know the land, how it lays, and the people all around the property hunt. That would be one of my biggest concerns for the safety of your guest there. I mean, because that scares me to have it right in the middle of an agricultural area like that, along with the heavy curves and stuff. And I agree that I do see a compatibility issue with the area, with the ag land all around it. I mean, it just, I know at some point there's going to come a time where it's needed. I just don't know that right now is the time it's needed. That's my statement.
So with that discussion, is there any, we won't allow, Mr. Bender, sounds like we're all three in agreement without taking a vote. Is there anything else
we'd
like to say?
Well, I mean, and I'm we're going to do five conditional use permits irregardless.
Right.
We'll come at this again. Okay. Might go full commercial. We'll come at it with a different deal. No, I'm not done, but I mean, if it's got to be presented in a different way. The traffic, that's the straightest stretch on 160 all the way through 160. It's a U.S. highway. You guys have got the Taney County. We're driving dump trucks and semis through there. I don't see that there's really a safety issue to turn off all of the parks you've mentioned. The one that recently went in on Mount Branson is on a hill, turned straight off the highway.
And I voted against that.
I mean, so I understand, but I mean, really, it's and everything that's been passed, it's the same thing. It just kind of seems that you guys are allowed to have a campground, but I'm not. You've got one a mile away at Beaver Creek. The county does, correct?
The Corps does.
Corps
of Engineer controls that.
But you run it.
Under the Corps' direction, they tell
and
us.
And maintain it.
It's either us rent it from them or they shut it down.
No, I understand it. But so if it was not for you guys, it would be shut down. And then this would be right there at it. So if we don't keep maintaining it as a county, then there's not a park.
That's not to get too far into the weeds. I think that we're not comparing apples to apples. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing within the range for people to camp and enjoy and go down to Beaver Creek. So, I mean, I kind of understand your compatibility of hunting, but there will be structures, there will be people there irregardless. I just needed something to supplement for people to be able to enjoy. I mean, I was more leaning with you if you wanted to regulate the number of sites or something like that, but, I mean, I don't think that I'm done fighting the battle.
Well, let's see how the conditional use permits work out, and you can always come back and readdress the commission. I mean, you can petition in a different direction.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's a cool-off or not, but anyways, like I said, probably not typical for us to allow people to speak again.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'm just voicing my side of it.
Sure.
No, we understand. So,
right.
Ready for a motion?
Yeah.
I'm ready to move.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I move to deny order number 1-16-2024-01. Zoning district request.
No. It should be.
You got the wrong order?
Yeah, it should be 1127-2023-01.
Okay. Let's go for it.
Move to deny order number 11-27-2023-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we're at order number 01-16-2024-01. On January the 8th, 2024, the Planning Commission failed to pass a motion recommending the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 05-8.0-33-000-000-034.000, located at 887 Newport Road, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for R2, which is one and two family residential district. Turn our attention to the screen. Of course, this is Highway 65 to the left-hand side of my highlighted parcel. To access that parcel, you take the outer road just south of the cross, and then you cross over 65, and you turn right on Newport. Again, you can see that western outer road that hits Bristol and Newport. You take Newport to the south, and we've got the highlighted parcel. So this is RR1 in the blue, and of course, again, the A1 is in the white. Some photos of the parcel. And I think our representatives and the owners here.
Okay. Well, this time we'll open the public hearing on this order. So if the representative for this rezone request would please come forward.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm Scott Hall, and I'm here to speak for this request on behalf of the applicant. What we have is we have about a three-acre parcel. He's asking to have it rezoned from A1 to R2 in order to build a duplex. It has existing well and septic. It has some structures on it. It hasn't really been used, we don't believe, as a residence for quite some time. So what he's wanting to do is do some investment in this property and actually construct this duplex to make it a piece of property that's actually going to be productive for the county. We all know that one of the biggest issues we face here in Taney County is the lack of housing, and especially the lack of affordable housing. Now, for this duplex, what his plan is to live in half of it and then have family members in the other half, specifically his grandparents. We know that there are some neighbors that have some concerns that at some point this might turn into a rental property, and we understand those concerns. But on this piece of property, you can see there's quite a bit of space as to the neighboring properties. I think if I did it right, and I'm probably not as good as Scott Starrett as, you know, saying the distances, but I believe the closest properties are going to be somewhere around 300 feet. We actually have, I believe, the closest neighbor here today, and he's in support of this. So we do have quite a few owners of properties in this area that are in support of this, and I have a list, and I can give you a copy of these that shows certainly there are quite a few people that own out there that are in favor of this, and they want this to become a productive piece of property. I also have a letter from Jeff Gerken, he's a real estate agent, and he tells us that this actual property was listed for about half a year, 184 days, for $79,900, and it never sold. It was actually taken off the market after that. So we're talking about a property that there is a chance, and I know investment doesn't always come in, you know, as far as raising the value, doesn't always come into, you know, the analysis that you guys use, and I think Brandon just spoke to that. But here, what we're seeing is a piece of property that the value is going to go up substantially with the new structure on it, and also provide something that's really needed in this community, which is housing and you know, kind of affordable housing. We've looked at the requirements of Article 11, which are, you know, what we go by as far as R2. This meets it as far as setbacks. It meets it as far as acreage. The acreage requirements are 2 acres for a duplex under those requirements. So once again, we think this is primarily a property rights issue. There's going to be very little negative impact to any neighbors. You know, going from a single residence to a duplex, you're only talking about the increase of 1 or 2 cars at most. I live in a neighborhood that has hundreds of houses that has a 2-lane road that's kind of similar to this, and we never have problems with traffic. We don't think there's going to be any problems with something like safety. So, to kind of close, we believe it meets the zoning requirements, it would help with our community needs, and it'll make this property productive once again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, would you like a copy of the letters?
I would, please. Is there any questions at this time for the petitioner?
It's a letter from Jeff.
Thank you.
There's a copy of the petition.
So I know the proposed is a duplex, and the statement you made was half for the resident, the other half for his parents or grandparents. And I guess it's the way I look at it is it's one structure. I'm just going to make a statement. A duplex is a single structure with a wall that divides the two. And just moving forward, before we even hear the rest of it, I can't imagine what the difference is between that and a 2-story house having a floor dividing 2 living spaces.
And I believe some duplexes are set up that way to have. But I believe what he has proposed, and he has plans if you'd like to see them, is a side-by-side duplex.
And that's fine. I guess with the statement of it would be family, I don't understand. Well, we'll just move forward. Yeah, if you don't mind to show me the plans. I mean, if the future isn't to rent them out and have it be a business, then I don't.
Well, and certainly in the future that could happen, and we don't want to be in any way saying that that wouldn't. I think that. It's a lot of paper here.
Just show me the main front.
Do you have any elevations? Yeah.
Okay.
So essentially, it will be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath per side.
Total square feet. Living area 1129 apiece, so 2400 square feet, 300 square foot of porch, so 26 plus 600, so 3200 including both carports and the porches.
And I think he's no longer going to build the carports.
Okay. So, 2600 square feet roughly.
Which is similar in size to some of the structures in that area. Now, if you note the letter from Mr. Gerken, he notes that this is kind of mixed as far as the houses. We have structures that are as small as, I think, 800 square feet in this area. I think there's a warehouse on down Newport, close to 65. I think there's a trailer home or two in there. So this is there isn't a standard house in this area. It's not a neighborhood. There aren't any CCRs that control it. So it is, other than zoning, it's an unregulated as far as we've been able to find.
Okay.
And I think I understand what you're saying now. Like what would be the difference between,
that and building 2 houses on the property?
Density allows 1 home per 2 acres, or as Mr. Hall stated, 1 duplex per 2 acres.
Or one 10,000.